This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to the Brett and Austin Show, streaming on the Action Sports Jax 24/7 Network.
And welcome back here on the Action Sports Jax 24/7 Network. Brent Martineau, Austin Lane, Brett and Austin Show. I just had somebody walk down the hall. I was like, hey, how you doing? They said, good. Looking forward to the weekend.
Okay.
It's like, it's Thursday.
Yeah, but it's kind of like the marker of the weekend's coming up. You know, he's got Friday. You know, Friday's one foot in the parking lot.
All right. How many times you do that? Like, I can't remember. I was trying to think walking in there. Like, I don't feel like I ever say, can't wait till the weekend. And part of that, I think, is because we work on Sundays, Nick. So it's not really the weekend.
Yeah, a little bit. Everybody will come in, you know, oh, the weekend, I got one more day. I'm like, it's my Tuesday. Come on now.
Yeah. So I think that's a little bit it.
Yeah.
I actually saw something the other day. It was a poll question. I don't know who did it, but it was a poll question like, which hours would you rather work? And it said something like, I don't know, it's like 5 a.m. to 1 a.m., 1 p.m., or like 9 to 5, or 11 to 7. Like, what shift would you, you've never had a 9 to 5 job.
Yeah, I have. Dude, I work landscaping, I worked at a golf course.
I mean, in like your professional life.
Oh, no, not in my like older years. No.
Yeah. No. But which one would you want to work, considering you've never had to work it?
Well, I mean, I worked landscaping. I would start at 7. I'd be done by like 3.
That was that what it was, 3?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, it was supposed to be 3. Sometimes it was like 7 till, you know, 6. But yeah, if you're asking me, I'd probably work 7 to 3.
So you wouldn't mind getting up early, but get home and have the night.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, I'm not trying to work the graveyard shift or anything.
Nick, so. You've worked a bunch of different shifts.
I'd say the Friday shift that I normally have, it's a bit of an oddball. It's 6 to 3.
Okay.
So it's not too early as the 4 to 1 normally.
Yeah, 4 to 1 is your morning shift.
Yeah, like a couple of days of the week. And then Friday is normally 6 to 3. So I get a little bit more in the evening. And sure, you get off a little bit later, but it's a nicer trade off.
Nick, you enjoying those cartoons behind you? You're watching back there?
Yeah. When I got you guys up, that's what I'm doing back here. I'm just, you know, feet kicked back, having a good time. I don't even know what song. Is it Blue's Clues or something?
I don't know, man. Bubble Guppies, I don't know what you're watching over back there.
PBS.
Too funny.
What channel is that? Well, or don't tell me. I don't know. But
yeah, careful, Brent.
Is that on like our .2 channel or something? Or
it might be on like .45.
Yeah.
no clue.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I love those. I always say this all the time. I'm glad I'm not like a Monday through Friday 9 to 5 guy. Okay. I think a lot of people in our profession like to get off the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, it's like a graduation point because you start on the weekends. And I'm glad I never graduated because like I don't want to be the guy mowing my lawn at 9 in the morning.
I mean,
on Saturday or 10 in the morning. Like, by the way, I appreciate that. There is sometimes I'll be like, hey, man, kind of wish I was that guy. And then I'm like, no, I don't. Like, sure. I'd rather not. Like, I'd rather be working on Sunday when nobody else is in here. That's okay. Hmm. Like the kind of off hours, weird hours, never the same hours. Like, there's no monotony. Yeah. To our gig,
yeah,
which I kind of like. Other than that, I don't care. Like, I wouldn't want to. The morning shift is one you just never get used to. I mean, well, 4 to 1 probably isn't as bad, but if you're working like that overnight, if anybody's working an overnight shift, which I've done,
okay,
yeah.
And that starts at what time and ends at what time?
If you're going like 11 or whatever, or like some shifts go 11 to 7, or some go 12 to 9, or something. I don't know what the ones in our place do. Probably like a 1 to 10 on occasion. There could be some people in. And then you're something like 4 to 1.
Yeah.
And maybe even 4 to 1. You just, I don't know if you ever get used to that.
Mm. You can get used to it if you stay in a rhythm. I tend to not stay in a rhythm though.
Yeah. I mean, we're all creatures of habit. Like, no, I feel like our bodies can do anything, but it's like, well, once you disrupt that rhythm, like, I'm sure it's hard to get back on track.
Yeah.
They're going to have to, like, we will get to a point where though we're not a 9 to 5 world anyway. Like, we're almost, or I feel like we're getting there.
Yeah.
Because so many people work from home.
OnlyFans, yeah. What? What? I mean, what? You don't have an hours on OnlyFans, and OnlyFans is getting bigger. Something funny, Nick? Speaking of facts.
That reference came from out of left field.
Oh, dude. Well, yeah, I mean, have you done the show with me before? Yeah. I have a lot of left field references. Yeah. But no, yeah, a lot of people do work from home. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's a push, I guess. I didn't realize this was as strong a push, but I might be more reality sooner than later to work 4 days in a week.
I've seen this. Yeah.
And what does that do to our show?
Doesn't change a dang thing.
Monday through Thursday?
No, I mean, if you want to, but I feel like sports happen every day, man. We got to talk about them. You know, big things happen every day. If we put Friday off that schedule and all of a sudden Trevor signs his contract on Thursday, what, we're going to see you guys Monday? Can't do that. Can't do that.
I figure that's where we have to go. Speaking of, we won't see you Monday.
Oh, we won't see you Memorial Day.
No show.
Yeah.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of that one. We won't be doing it. Mm-hmm. Hey, Aaron Rodgers spoke this week about potentially being the vice president of the United States.
Yep. He said that he was approached by RFK. Robert, is it Franklin?
I have no idea.
He was approached by RFK, Robert Kennedy, to help him in his campaign and become the vice president. And Aaron Rodgers says that he obviously contemplated it. If that was going to be the case, though, he was going to have to hang up football. And after some deliberation, he decided that he didn't want to get into politics quite yet and become a vice president. So he decided to keep on playing football. And by the way, with all due respect to Mr. Kennedy, who's running, I mean, if you're going to be a vice president, maybe pick a favorite to win.
Well,
he's an independent.
Yeah.
Like, independents don't really win elections, you know? Like, they're cool to talk about. It's like the Green Party. Like, yeah, it makes sense, and it's different. But you don't usually win the election.
Is he going to—I know—
Do you see what I'm saying here, Brent?
Usually independents impact the election. Can impact the election.
But the Republican—
What's the story on this one? Is he going to impact the election?
I mean, I'm sure he'll impact it, sure. Okay. But, like— Let's be honest here. Either the Republicans are going to win or the Democrats are going to win.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not going to be a third
party. So is that why Aaron Rodgers didn't do it? Because he was like, I'm going to lose $50 million and we're not going to win?
No, I don't think so. I think Aaron Rodgers didn't want to do it because Aaron Rodgers wants to play football.
Do you think if he had played all last year?
Yes.
That he would have done the vice president thing instead of played football?
I still think he wants to play football some more. Regardless of how last year went.
Because doesn't it feel like...
Dude, you can be 80 years old and be vice president. Like, he has plenty of time to accomplish this if he wants to really get into politics.
Okay, but you don't get many overtures for that. Like, how many other people are going to say, hey, I want you to be my running mate?
Oh, so you think because he's playing for the Jets now, it's got to be like, well, Aaron, come on? No.
No, I think it's because it's RFK that wanted him to. Like, there's not going to be another presidential candidate or guy running that will say, hey, Aaron Rodgers, I want you to be my running mate.
Okay, but maybe Aaron Rodgers gets into politics.
Well, that'd be a different story. Yeah,
there you go.
He could maybe do it. Yeah. But, I mean, I do think this is an interesting time frame. Like, why do you think he picked him? Is it because of the popularity of, popularity of an NFL player these days? What's the strategic play? Other than, hey, this guy might think like me.
I think like if you're going to try to make a dent against the Democrats or Republicans, I mean, you have to attack social media. You have to get the younger generations because the older generations aren't going to go for that. So I guess like if you're trying to go that social media / Joe Rogan / influencer route, I guess Aaron Rodgers would be a good guy to go after, especially self-polarizing with the COVID stuff and all that. So.
Yeah, I mean, obviously your views have to be the views. I get that part.
Well, and I think RFK and his thoughts about, you know, the whole COVID vaccine and stuff like that, they align with Aaron Rodgers. So you kind of had two guys that shared some belief systems.
So what I'm getting at, and I think we've had this conversation a little bit, you can go from Steve Largent to others that have got into politics after sports.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I continue to go back to is – the popularity of today's NFL players specifically right now in the landscape of everything is massive. From Kelce to Taylor Swift to Mahomes everywhere to any NFL headline that exists to the dollars that are involved in the networks. Really, there's like this whole subsystem of it's more than just football when it comes to the NFL, and that shield is powerful. I mean, that lean is something to tap into that you're associated with. And I just wonder, it's like, is that a little bit of it? Like, people have said before, Charles Barkley, like, will he run for president? Or X guy, like they've said about popular actors, right? Or maybe even musicians, will they run? And when they win from a popular standpoint, right? Yes. Will they get attraction? I think NFL guys are there. I think that's what this kind of had to do with, too. Not just the ideology of Aaron Rodgers, but also the fame part of Aaron Rodgers.
Mm. Yeah.
And he's trying to run on a different ticket anyway, right, as an independent. So this would be very unique on top of it all.
Yes, exactly. Once again, like, this isn't to say down the line, can Aaron Rodgers get into politics? Why not, I guess? You know, I mean, he seems very passionate about some political stuff, so it makes sense. But also, like I said, I think he has maybe this opportunity wouldn't present itself again, but if he really wants to get into it, he can make his own way and get into it. Because, I mean, he's got a couple of things going in his favor. He has a lot of money. He has a lot of influence. Those are two big things that you need to become a politician.
Yeah, that is true.
Who do you think in the NFL, number one, would actually, like, we're talking 10, 15 years down the line, and we're hopefully still doing the show. Who would you not be surprised if one day they actually, oh, yeah, that makes sense. He's running for governor. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. He's maybe going to be vice president. And also, second follow-up question, one that Jaguars could pull that off.
Yeah, I don't think I think the guys that might make the most sense probably won't do it.
Sure.
I think the way our politics, like Aaron Rodgers, I would have never said that a few years ago. Never. Mm-hmm. To see him like be in this situation, which is crazy, on so many levels, it feels like it's crazy. But I see a guy that I go to a lot on these kind of discussions is a guy like Tua. Mm. He feels like there's a depthness to him, right? There feels like a bigger power, like a I could see that guy not playing 15 years in the league. Not say he doesn't love football, but just be like, hey, I got a higher calling. Right.
Okay.
To do something else, to lead to. He comes to mind a lot for me in these kind of conversations. And I don't even know why. I just think he does. He enters my mind. So, I mean, maybe somebody like him that's a little bit outside the box. I mean, is how about like a Dak Prescott kind of guy? Leader. Seems like a good guy. I don't know if that means you get into politics, but you know, I'm trying to think of like save the world, change the world kind of people.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if that's an accurate description of Dak. You know, would Tebow ever run for politics? And I know he's not playing currently.
Yeah.
But
running
the political realm.
You could see Tebow like at a state level.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Now, as for the Jags, I don't know. Like, I'd have to go backwards before I go forward, I think. Paul Posluszny. You know, could
presidential
you see,
Paul?
I don't know if it's president, but couldn't you see him being like in the political landscape? I don't know his views or feelings or anything else, but he seems like he could be smart
he
guy,
could, but
right?
Is it active enough for him? Like, I think he would say this isn't hard enough. Like, honestly.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
If you're like, I'm too good at this. I got to do something. I got to challenge myself even more. Like, he'd try to be like a president and run a marathon at the same time or something.
Yeah.
Like, he'd do a debate where he's running a marathon.
I think the guy that comes to mind because of his education is Foye Aluikin for a lot of people, probably when you ask this question. But I don't know if I actually believe that. I just think that's where I'm landing. I don't really have a lot of high candidates for the Jags. Do you?
I mean, the Josh Allen interview kind of put him in a new perspective for me in terms of just his philosophies, the way that he articulates things, he can get a point across, like in terms of debates, in terms of really like your mission statement of becoming in political office, I think Josh Allen would dominate.
The it'd be kind of a fun thing to do is predict where the Jags folks are in 25 years.
Oh, kind of like the yearbook superlatives?
Yeah, a little bit like that.
I mean, you know, school's getting ready to end, so that could be a segment on our show where we do like the senior superlatives of like most likely to whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I think that could be fun.
I like it.
Hey,
write it down, Nick.
What did you see? Lamar Jackson lost like 20 pounds?
No, because I saw it all went to Patrick Mahomes. No, did you see that on Twitter?
I did.
Everyone's getting on Pat. It's stupid.
They're all trying to get, they're trying to go viral. We're not going to do this again, are
no,
we?
No, we're not going to. No, because I don't care. Like,
hey, we're getting on him.
Oh, yeah. People are getting on Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like he's a big, I don't know, man. Like, it's one thing. Like, I remember when Eddie Lacy, Alabama running back, goes to Green Bay, yeah. Has, I think he was rookie of the year on offense.
I think he was.
And then the second year, like, okay, he kind of ballooned up a little bit, gained some weight, you know, and then obviously fell off and then went to Seattle. There, it's like, okay, like, yeah, you're a skill position, like, you kind of got to keep it within reason. I mean, number one, Patrick Mahomes, like, all right, you see, go on vacation, man, you're a quarterback. And I've said this before, like, it is crazy, like, how mobile he is for, you know,
yeah,
how he looks. But at the same time, if Patrick Mahomes adds 15 pounds, like, I'm not going to, like, lose sleep about it. He's a quarterback.
Yeah, and by the way, some of these guys, I mean, if you even think he's out of shape, he can work himself back into shape in a hurry. So, like, that yeah. part, these guys can morph their bodies so quick, you know, with all the help they have and also their just discipline of being able to do it. They got better willpower than me.
But, no, it was crazy seeing Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but, yeah, I think Lamar Jackson is really interesting here. He looks very light. Mm-hmm. I think he's down to like 205, I think they said, 205 Correct. Or 210. Like, I don't know if that's a good idea for him. I was kind of struck by that. Now, they're saying, oh, he's going to be even quicker. Okay, that's one way to look at it. But, I mean, I feel like the way he gets hit and the way he could get hit,
yeah,
taking a bit of a pounding, it might not be bad to be as ripped as he was. And by the way, why would you change anything, Austin? He's coming off an MVP season.
No, for sure. I just think it's, you know, obviously this is how he feels. And he was quoted saying that he just wants to be more agile and be able to move more.
And so he didn't feel comfortable probably, right?
Correct.
Because he was probably, like if he looked pretty built.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
Like way more than he had in his career.
So, and to be fair, because somebody broke this down. So in terms of speed, Jackson recorded 9 runs in his first 3 seasons in which he reached a maximum of 20 miles per hour or faster. In his past 3 seasons, he has managed just 1 run where he hit a max speed of 20 miles per hour.
Hmm. Is that circumstance or body weight? I don't know. But I would think I'd need to be – like, Trevor's doing just the opposite. Trevor gained, like, 8 pounds last year
yeah.
of muscle to try to be a little bit more durable. Actually didn't really work, mm-hmm. but he got hit a lot last year early. We were even saying it. He's not going to be able to survive this if he keeps getting hit.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's going the other way where he's trying to add a little bit more. I mean, again, without losing anything. Yeah, I don't love this move by Lamar Jackson if I'm the Ravens. But you got to feel good. I guess feel good, play good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, one would think that the more muscle or weight that you lose, the more you're going to be susceptible to injuries when you get hit. But once again, I mean, it's all about confidence. And like Jim Harbaugh supports this, said that he's a true professional. So if he has his coach's support and I'm getting the best version mentally of Lamar Jackson, I guess I have to roll with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it reminds me. My second year in the NFL, 2011, when we were going through the lockout and everything, and Eugene Monroe decided that he wanted to be on the cover of Muscle Fitness, and a left tackle, who usually weighed like 315 pounds, cut down to about 290, 285, and Jack Del Rio was not impressed when Eugene Monroe showed up for training camp. So, yeah, I think every athlete's different, but once again, I think if Lamar Jackson, because we don't know how he feels. Right, like, yeah, with Eugene Monroe, yeah, man, probably got to be 300 pounds, right? You're a lineman, like, there are numbers there for a reason. You have to eclipse the 300-pound mark or else what are we doing? With the quarterback, I get, like, the more weight you have, the more you can hold up. But at the same time, like, Lamar Jackson's game is predicated on speed and agility. So if he feels faster, if he can avoid more tackles and avoid those big hits, I guess more power to you.
Yeah, it was a little bit, maybe he felt sluggish, you know, or maybe a little bit inhibited, if you will, by some of the muscle. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you can get too kind of you know, even throwing the football, you want to be long and lean and some have that flexibility. Maybe you felt less flexible. I get all that. I just feel like 20 pounds is a lot of weight.
Yeah.
20 pounds is a lot. Like, that, there's one thing if you're going up and down 7-8 pounds.
Yeah.
If you're going 20 pounds, like, that's pretty drastic. And
but imagine, like, how much faster you're going to be if you lost 20 pounds, though.
I guess. Yeah, I think so. I think you are. I don't know how much faster that is, but you're probably right. I understand what you're saying. I understand what that point is. I just also feel like he's been fast enough. Like, how fast do you need to be? But maybe he feels like you need to be faster. I would just say this. If Josh Allen all of a sudden gained or lost 15 pounds or 20 pounds coming off a 17.5 sack season, we'd be like, why are you changing anything?
For sure. Yeah.
Right? And that's a little bit, like, if I'm a Ravens fan, I'm like, wait, man. I can see why you did it, but that MVP trophy looks pretty good there on your shelf.
No, for sure. And maybe this is going to come down to, you know, I mean, last year, like, we didn't really see Lamar Jackson take off till the end of the season in terms of his running capabilities. Yeah. Like, I think they kind of tapered him off a little bit. And plus, you have Derrick Henry back there now, too, to hand the ball off to. So maybe they could even rely on Josh Allen that much in terms of the run game, especially early on in the season.
Yeah, and Lamar, you know, here's the thing. One more about this. Mm-hmm. You know, when he put the weight, apparently put some weight on, maybe it's over the last couple of years or whatever it is, and he builds himself up, well, he survived the season. The previous 2 years, he hadn't. So he's going to go back down weight, and it'll be interesting to see if he can survive the season. That will become a question. I mean, based on a move like this is my guess. So we'll see. It probably has some positives, potentially has some negatives. Yeah. I'm just a little surprised at the nature of it, the drastic nature of it, coming off an MVP season is really my point. Brent and Austin Show, Action Sports Shacks 24/7 Network. We have some fun hitting your neighborhood up. What is everybody talking about in your neighborhood when we come back here on the Brent and Austin Show? Take a time out on the Action Sports Shacks 24/7 Network. Don't forget, CBS 47, Fox 30, the place to be. Tonight, we'll have all the local sports covered, and that includes some spring football games along the way. We'll be right back. First Coast and Yulee getting in some action last night. This spring game's going to be hot, but a nice night on Wednesday for a little football as everybody wraps up their spring season and then on the march to fall and big high school football season ahead in Northeast Florida.
Welcome back to the Brent and Austin Show, streaming on the Action Sports Jacks 24/7 Network.
How much money did Chaz Lanier get from Tennessee, do you think? The UNF Osprey star. Again, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but reportedly headed to Tennessee to play for Rick Barnes. I think Kentucky was in the mix as well, or they were mad that they didn't get him. But the money was probably good. Opportunities, fantastic. You feel good for Chaz Lanier. I feel like this is one of those deals, and we know Coach Matthew so well. He's got to be really happy for him. But it's also very hard to win at your level when they take guys like this away from you. That's the nature of it. It's a good and a bad. Feel good for the kid. He's going to go put some money in his pocket. He's going to go get a chance to play at the next level. He does really well. He might even be able to play at the NBA level. Mm-hmm. But they found him. They kind of raised him, developed him, gave him the opportunity that some people wouldn't. And now, with a guy like Lanier, if he comes back, you got a chance to make an NCAA tournament run. Yeah. They take him away from you, you got to go replace 20-something points a game and everything that he brings to the table. It's such a catch.
It is such a catch. And listen, if Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is leaving Indiana State, like he already announced a long time ago, I mean, no school safe. No mid-major safe.
Oh, no. We knew this was happening. Yeah. Like, that's at least right now. Like, you wonder if it's happening with some guys. You knew this was happening.
Yeah. Nick, in the daytime, you excited? Yeah, you're a Tennessee Vols guy.
Very excited. I'm hoping this guy's a replacement for who we lost to the draft this year, is Dalton Kinect, the guy that went SEC Player of the Year, lit it up in the single season at Tennessee. So, yeah, I'm hoping once we get Chaz, we've lost a lot to the portal. We lost also Zakai Ziegler. We've lost a lot. So Chaz is a very welcomed addition.
Yeah. By the way, he's a Nashville, Tennessee kid, so he goes back home.
Yeah, Innsworth.
Yeah. And, and I'm not feeling bad for the Vols losing people either, because they can just go get people.
Of course.
I mean, I don't know how much he made. Honestly, don't know how much he made, but I'm thinking.
I can't find anything on it.
Yeah, I don't. That's the one thing about it. You just don't know. Like, I mean, I'm thinking like $250,000 in NIL money, but maybe it's way north of that.
Yes.
I mean, for Tennessee. I mean, you only got to pay 12 guys in basketball. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe, I mean, heck, it might be some crazy money.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No, not bad at all, man.
Like, again, how do you feel bad for the kid? Like, it's hard to, we can not like the system and everything else, but, I mean, that part of it you feel great for. Like, he may not, he might go play professional basketball in Europe if he doesn't make the NBA.
Yeah.
But this might be the biggest paycheck he ever gets.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like, you can't fault somebody for bettering their lives. You simply cannot.
All right, you ready for the neighborhood report?
Dude, I've been ready for the past 4 weeks for this thing.
You just give us stuff, and then we got to go put opens together and figure stuff out, and then, like,
okay, here's what I don't understand.
I got to do everything myself on this.
Okay, here's what I don't understand. I literally provided the audio. What more did you need?
Well, it's a video medium.
Oh, you don't need video. You think people are watching, like, 24/7, like, exactly all the moves that we make?
Well, nah, hopefully not, man. Today, because your camera's been in and out.
Theater of the mind, Brent. Theater of the mind. But nevertheless, this idea, basically, we'll call it the neighborhood, you know, the neighborhood watch. I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
Neighborhood report.
The neighborhood report. And basically, this inspiration came from me, because if you've been on any kind of neighborhood message boards, it's chaos. It's chaos. Chaos defined. And so I took it upon myself to create a fake account. I have, like a sleeper agent, like a mole, have embedded myself now in these neighborhood message boards. And come time to time, I'll pick out some of the best things that I see on there and share them accordingly.
Well, and without further ado, the open that took about a month to get to.
I guess. Let's see it. The following is actual conversations taken off of Jacksonville message boards.
We got to reset it. I worked really hard on this open.
Unbelievable.
I mean, listen, Nick's been really good today.
Dude, Nick, you've been on fire, man.
Hey,
but
somebody,
you know,
set me up.
Let's go and finish strong.
It down. But here, we got take
two coming. Let's go and finish strong.
All right.
Class. Sophistication. Jacksonville. The following is actual conversations taken off of Jacksonville message boards. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
That is...
here we go.
Your disclaimer.
Yep. Pamela from Regency. I am driving home from work. As I'm going through the neighborhood, I see a butt-ass naked grown man walking the street. In the same area, I have seen at least two sex workers trying to do their jobs, one of which was soliciting sex by flashing her breasts to drivers by. Tom replies, "Flashing breasts at passing traffic? What has this world come to? Disgusting behavior. On what street is this on, and what time is she out there?" There you go. That's been your neighborhood. There you go.
That's actually on a message board?
Yes. Now, take that for... I mean, you want to see it? Take that for how you want.
Should we warn people what side of town this is in?
I said it.
Oh, I did.
I said it. I Pamela from somewhere. go back and listen to it. There you go, man.
I didn't know that segment was so short. I'll give you a little more pad on that video, Nick.
No, I can't hear Nick, or at least I couldn't hear him. Can you hear him?
No, I didn't think.
No, okay. I didn't.
He didn't try to talk.
No.
Oh, I got you. My bad. Yeah. So I just thought it was funny because the guy seemed super concerned, but then also wanted to know what time that girl's out there at.
It's funny. Like, I've seen some of these because Steph has shared some with me.
Yes.
And like, I've never been on one of these pages. Actually, the other guy that shares is Stuart. So he'll share some of this stuff. And I was not expecting you to go where you went. Like, I thought this was going to be about some, like...
hey, man, it's Jacksonville. What'd you expect?
I know. I'm just saying, my mind wasn't ready for this. I thought it was going to be something more that I complain about, like cars on the side of the road.
Oh, no, man.
Like your trash can somewhere.
If we're going to start the gates, we got to come out the gates hot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got to come over the top. Now, I had to edit a lot of things out from that message because a lot more vulgar than what I displayed, but obviously I had to keep it within a little reason.
Yes, you did. In the commercial break, he was like, can we say this? Can we say that? Yeah. No, you probably shouldn't. Yeah, if you hesitate, don't go.
Yeah.
Thanks for your neighborhood report.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now,
man,
I know why when I said maybe we should get this sponsored by someone, you said, yeah, I'm not so sure.
Listen, man, I don't know what you're expecting. You've lived in the city for how long? There's going to be some, like, there's nothing wholesome going on these boards. There's no, like, you know, oh, we want a softball champion. No, man, like, people got complaints, Brent.
They do like to complain. I can't believe people put the stuff out there that they put up, and they put their name on top of it.
Correct. Now once again,
Pamela was not Pamela.
Yes, because once again, as the disclaimer said, I'm not using the real names, but everything else is, well, unless I have to edit some of the things, like the verbiage, everything else is taken for how I read it.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that? Hey, we got to get another break in here, sneak it in, Nick, and everybody can sit on that. For the next couple of moments. So let's do that. We'll come up, put a bow on the show, as we will have a replay today of Cup Date and a Week with Action Sports Shacks. And then, of course, you get more of our show on the Action Sports Shacks 24/7 network throughout the day, along with Miller and Moulton. All that starts at 6 a.m., and you can see more of it throughout the day on the network anytime. And, of course, with our show on social media as well. Don't forget to listen to the podcast, Action Sports Jacks, and you get the podcast. It'll be up at 1:30, so your drive home if you missed any of the show. And we've had a fun one today, a little all over the place. Mm-hmm. Hopefully entertain you on your drive home. Just make sure you subscribe to the podcast and take a listen each and every day.
Welcome back to the Brent and Austin Show, streaming on the Action Sports Jacks 24/7 network.
Having trouble with my headphones here. I got it. We got like 90 seconds left in the show. That's it. See, Scotty Scheffler, they're not going to drop the charges in Louisville. They did not have the body cam footage, so it wasn't activated.
Oh, give me a break. What do you mean you don't have the body cam footage?
So I think the Louisville Police Department's getting a lot of heat for that.
As they should.
But they are going to go through the process. I mean, doesn't this seem like an easy drop the charges?
Brent, there were $80 pants that were ripped. Justice must be served swiftly.
It's just crazy. Like, why wouldn't you want to, like, if I'm the police department, I want the end of this.
Dude, or do they? If I'm the cop, I'm like, can we please end this? Like, please. I'm sure he's probably already getting fired, but.
Yeah, I don't know all the body cam stuff. Is
this going to turn into, like, a giant courtroom thing? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Are they going to have the pants, like, presented to the court?
It seems goofy.
Seems like a waste of time, resources, and money, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, that's going to do it for a show today. Cup Date with Stuart Weber on deck, and a week with Action Sports Jacks as well. Back at it tomorrow as we are at Best Bet Monument Road.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.